Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, October the 23rd, 1983. The Lord bless as we worship together around the precious Word of God. John 17, verses 1 through 5. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank thee that you're still in control of this old world. We thank thee, Lord, for bringing each one of us here today to fellowship in your word and in the singing of these wonderful songs. And Father, we pray today for each and every person who is here in our service, each and every home, Lord, represented. We just thank thee, Father, for all that you're able to do and all you have done and all you're going to do in the future. Father, we lift up the families of these Marines that were killed this morning. Father, you know the deep hurt that they have today, and we just pray for them right now that you'd lift them up, lift their burdens, Lord, and may they depend upon thee. But also remember those of our church family who are ill at this time physically. You know each one, Lord, and we just lift them up to the throne of grace at this time. We pray for this service that the Lord Jesus Christ truly may be seen and may be lifted up in all that we do today. We thank Thee, Father, that You love us, and we thank Thee for this prayer from the lips of Jesus years ago and for what it means to us today. We thank Thee for this service and bless all those who have a part, Lord, in this service, that Jesus Christ may be lifted up and honored and glorified as we allow the Holy Spirit to help us to lift Him. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Stand and sing all three verses.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the rolling call of thunder shall be there, when the roll is called of yonder, when the roll
of the verses in the Bible says that about Jesus. And rising up, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. That's in Mark chapter 1. Jesus was a man of prayer. And friends, if he needed to pray to his heavenly Father, how much more do you and I need to look to him for direction? We sometimes think of the Bible in Matthew chapter 6, where we have what is called the Lord's Prayer. And they've almost outlawed that prayer in the schools today, which says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That is what we normally call the Lord's Prayer. And what a prayer that is. Here in John 17, Jesus is just a few hours away from his crucifixion. And six times in these verses, the Lord calls God Father. Six times he says Father. In fact, the very first word of this prayer in John 17 is Father. Father. And did you know what? If you and I have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into our life and we are possessors of the Holy Spirit, you and I today can call God our Father. Father. In fact, I believe he delights in our calling him that. He is our Father because one day we accepted his Son. And Romans 8 tells us that his Spirit, a verse we might have given last Sunday night, his Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. It's good to see you today. And let's look in actually, there's 26 verses in this chapter 17, but before we do, we want to lift up again those 76 Marines, their families, whose lives were taken this morning a little after midnight, long about 6 o'clock, I guess it was, our time. They have 6 or 7 hours faster than we do over there. Let's be praying for those families today. There were also 19 French soldiers killed, I believe, along with 76 at least of our Marines. We also want to be praying for Brother Combs. We're glad to have his granddaughter with us today and also his sister in our service this morning. We also want to continue to pray for Janetta's mother and continue to pray for Mrs. Lola Hoskins, as well as Mrs. Dorothy Hoskins. Both of them in church this morning. Thank God for you all. And thank God for what he is doing in your life. Let's be praying for Truby Kelly, who is in the hospital at this time. Brother Jerry's dad. Brother Herbert Haynes. Brother Combs, his wife, Melda, over in the nursing home. My mom, who isn't doing too well at this time. Mrs. Gieslin, Brother Gieslin's wife, Mrs. Maud Barker, Mrs. Back, Willie Davis, Brother Murdy Caldwell. I took him down to see his wife's grave Monday, and we had some scripture and prayer there at the cemetery down in Bath County. Let's be praying for John and Lucy Talby. I saw Brother John Talby's wife, Lucy, last Saturday, I guess, a week ago, and she said John wasn't doing well at all. Also, Brother Flinchman's mother, Mrs. Frost's daughter, Irene Kelly, J.M. Ellington, Carlin Combs' brother. be praying for Bell Perkins and Lafer Giles, Bertrand Maggard. Let's hold him up in prayer. And I hope to go to Lexington Tuesday to be there when he has surgery. I'd love to see Bertrand. Trust the Lord. He's in St. Joseph Hospital at this time. Be praying for Brother Tom's mother, Eva Watts, Gerald Wayne Watts, Bobby Begley, and Anna Campbell and Allie Deaton. This last name in our bulletin here is Mrs. Watts' mother. Let's look to the Lord again in the word of prayer. Our Father, we do praise Thee and thank Thee this morning for this day that You have made. Father, we lift up in prayer each of these names that we have mentioned. Lord, You know the need of each one. We just thank Thee for all You're able to do in each life. Father, we pray for our country at this time, for our president. We know he has many important decisions to make, as well as his cabinet and Congress. We pray for our Marines there in Beirut, Lebanon. Father, we pray for the families of those who were killed this morning. You know their deep needs, and we lift them up to Thee in prayer at this time. Father, we pray for our service this morning. If there is anyone here that does not know the Lord yet, we pray that today would be the day when they would say yes to the Holy Spirit. We're grateful for loving us, Father, and allowing us to be here in Your house of worship on this Lord's Day. In Jesus' name, amen. Here in the 17th chapter of John, Jesus says there in verse 5, "And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was." The Daily Bread mentioned a few weeks ago a page that said, it had the top of the page entitled, "Don't Forget Yourself." Do you know who Jesus prayed for, first of all? Himself. He prayed for Himself. And as you and I look to the Lord today, many times, I fear I do anyway, I leave out myself. And maybe you have a habit maybe of leaving out yourself. I never will forget Brother Byron McQuarrie. I was in his wedding up in Palatine, Illinois a few years ago. He spoke at Camp Nathaniel one Thanksgiving. And he said this, "We need to ask the Lord to come and love us a little while. Come and love us a little while." Don't neglect yourself. Jesus said, "And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was." Here in the 17th chapter of John, Jesus pours out His heart to His Heavenly Father. He pours out His petition into the listening ear of God, His Father. In just a few short hours, Jesus, this same man, is going to be in the Garden of Gethsemane, sweating great drops, as it were, of blood falling down to the ground. In just a few short hours, Jesus is going to say, from the cross, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? But here in John 17, six times, Jesus says, Father, Father. Our key verse today is going to be the third verse of John 17. "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee." Jesus here is talking to God. "That they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." What a verse that is. The Holy Spirit had John to record this wonderful verse. and this is life eternal. First of all, Jesus prayed for Himself. And then the second part of our message, Jesus prayed for the disciples. And third, Jesus prayed for the church today in the 20th century. First of all, He prayed for Himself. He said, Father, verse 1, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee. In John chapter 12, we have some wonderful verses of Scripture. Turn back about five chapters there. In the 12th chapter of John, there were some Greeks who came to the disciples and said in verse 21 of John 12, Sir, we would see Jesus. We would see Jesus. And Philip and Andrew, as soon as they heard this, they went to Jesus in John 12 and verse 23. And they came and told Jesus. And Jesus said, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. The hour is come. There's some wonderful verses also in verses 28 to 33 there in the 12th chapter of John. Jesus says in verse 28, Father, glorify Thy name. And there came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Another said, an angel spake to him. Verse 32, Jesus says, And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And John wrote under inspiration of the Holy Spirit there in verse 33, This he said, signifying what death he should die. Here in John 17, Jesus says, This is it. This is it. As you read the book of John, over and over it says, His hour was not yet come. They tried to shove Jesus over a hill one time in Nazareth. But it says He escaped out of their hands because His hour was not yet come. Jesus did not come to be dashed against the rocks. He came to be numbered with the transgressors on a cross. Father, this is it. Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son. Let Thy Son also may glorify Thee. Philippians chapter 2 is a wonderful chapter in the Bible. It tells about Jesus, that He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. Jesus says, Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee. The hour is come. Jesus knew that the only way to be glorified would be to hang on an old rugged cross for your sin and my sin. I've been talking to Bertrand Maggard. I know he wouldn't mind my saying this. I hope that man will do like Mrs. Blair did one day. You remember that day, Mrs. Blair, when you put your trust in the Lord? And Mrs. Blair then went down for surgery. I'd like to see Bertrand trust the Lord like that and put his trust in the Lord. Jesus hung on the cross and gave His life that we may not have to die. Jesus told Martha, Whosoever liveth and believeth in Me shall never die. Someday I'm going to fall asleep if Jesus tarries His coming. But I'm not really going to die. I'm just going to move out of this old house to a better house to wait the redemption of this old body that's going to be put in the ground somewhere. I'm glad Jesus said, This is it. For this cause came I into the world, to give my life a ransom for many. He died the just for the unjust, to bring us to God. Jesus did this. Verse 5 says, "And thou, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." The people in Jesus' day said to him, "Why, you're not even 30 years old." You know what Jesus said before Abraham was? "I am." I was before Abraham. In the beginning, John 1 says, was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Jesus said, "I want to have the glory with thee that I had with thee before the world was." And Jesus said, "As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him." And memory verse says, our key verse, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the man I sent." Have you ever come to know this one who stretched out himself on an old rugged cross one day? If you had to meet God today, as our Marines did this morning, if you had to meet God this morning, how would it be for your soul? Do you know the Lord? "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee." Paul said in Philippians 3:10, "that I may know him." Do you know him as your own personal Savior? It's good to know the Lord today. We're ready to live or die if we know the Lord. We're ready to live here on this earth or go home to be with him. Jesus said, "I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work that you gave me to do." You know, one time the psalmist said, "I do always those things that please him." Jesus was here on this earth to do his Father's will. Jesus not only prayed for himself, he prayed for the disciples. John 17:9, he says, "I pray for them. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine." He prayed for his disciples. Those 11 disciples, Judas had already betrayed Jesus, and soon he was going to plant a kiss on Jesus. Betrayed with a kiss. He prayed for the disciples. Look what verse 15 says. "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world." Don't you like that? Why doesn't Jesus take us home the very second we're saved? Jesus said in Matthew 5 that we are the light of the world. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." John 17:15, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." Did you know why you can put a D on evil and you've got devil? "But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one," from evil. In the Lord's Prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer, he said in there, "And deliver us from evil, that thou wouldest keep them from the evil," from the devil. You and I are to light up the world. He prayed for the disciples. And today, I believe the Lord says this, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world." How many of you would love to live in a community where there was not one Christian? I don't believe anyone in this room would love to live in a community where there was not one Christian. As I drove to church this morning, I thought, if Jesus came back this morning, many people who would be left on this earth would go along just like they've always gone, living the way they want to live. If Jesus came back today, some might have even come to church today. If Jesus had come back this morning, are you ready to go to be with the Lord? Do you know the Lord in a personal way? And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Father, don't take them out of the world. The Lord today is leaving each one of us Christians here to be a witness and a testimony. In fact, the Bible tells us that we are to shine as lights in the world. He's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We need to be a light. And third, Jesus prayed for the church. Look at verse 20 of John 17. Jesus says, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." One of those 11 men that Jesus had prayed not to take him out of the world was John, the very one who wrote these words. Isn't it wonderful what Jesus says here? I don't pray for these 11 men alone, but I'm praying for Brother Tom Watts, Brother Earl Clemens, for everyone that's here who is saved and knows the Lord. I'm praying for them which shall believe. Shall is future tense. I tried to teach English in school, both up at Napier High School and down at Big Creek and down at Dennis Wooten. Shall is future. He may be praying for you this morning who have never put your trust in the Lord. I know He's praying for you. He's praying for you young people who are here today. Thank God for you all. I'm praying for them also which shall believe on me through their word. I don't know what verse in the Bible brought you to the Lord, but many people were brought to the Lord by John 3:16. And one of the 11 disciples was this beloved man, John, the disciple whom Jesus loved. You know, there was a man in the Bible who was absent the first Sunday night. The first Lord's Day, he was absent in the upper room. And Thomas said, when he got news that they had seen the Lord, he said, I will not believe, until I see the nail prints and thrust my hand into his side. I won't believe. The next Lord's Day rolled around, and they were in the upper room again, and Thomas with them. He came there for Thomas's benefit. And Jesus said to Thomas, "Come and handle me. Come and see if I'm not a spirit. A spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have." Jesus said, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they, you that are right here this morning. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." Believed. Jesus is praying for us. He's praying for the church today. In John 17:24, Jesus said, "Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given Me, be with Me where I am, that they may behold My glory which Thou hast given Me, for Thou lovest Me before the foundation of the world." You know what Jesus' prayer is? His prayer right now is that we not be taken out of the world, but that we stay here a while. I've had some wonderful fellowship with Jeanetta's mother. She's just waiting on the Lord to keep on living or to be transported home, isn't she? What a testimony she is. It's God's will that we stay here a while. But you know what? I know this beyond the shadow of a doubt. It is God's will that we be with Him where He is. And we are going to be with Him someday where He is. We'll behold Him. We'll behold Him. Before I introduce Brother Hawkinsmith, one of the services I mentioned, I was down there with them one Sunday night. There was a lady on TV singing. And Nora Lee mentioned, "I hope that lady sings one of my favorite songs." And she did. On television. It's something about, "I shall behold Him." Did you know what? Every last one of us are going to behold the Lord someday. It says even those who pierced Jesus will look upon Him someday. You know what? I'd like for every one of us to behold Jesus in salvation here on this earth. That you one day could stand before Him with your sins blotted out forever. You're going to behold Him either at the judgment seat of Christ or at the great white throne judgment. It depends on what you've done with Jesus. What have you done with Him? I'd like to close with this little illustration from the pulpit hymns. It says, "The other day when I got into a streetcar, I noticed a girl, a little girl in the car, sitting alone. She was happy and humming a little tune, a picture of joy. And the fellow who wrote this says, I leaned forward and said to the little girl, 'My little girl, aren't you afraid of riding all alone in this car?' And she said, 'Oh, they can't hurt me on this train. My father is the conductor. My father is the conductor.'" Somebody wrote a little chorus one time, "With Christ in my vessel, I can smile at the storm. Despite the world situation today, it's just like thunder in the distance. Jesus is coming. He's coming. I hope you're ready." John 17:3 says, "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." Do you know Him? Let's turn in our song books to your invitation hymn 342. This says, "Have Thine own way, Lord." Have Thine own way. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Let's stand as Brother Tom leads us in this invitation.
Thank you.
I said in the message a while ago, Jesus said, I pray that they that thou hast given me will be with me where I am. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4, the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain. You know, Paul wrote this just as if he would be here, remaining on this earth. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Jesus is coming. We need to be ready. Our lamps need to be burning. What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace, when He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Let's sing this last stanza. While the Lord prayed that we not be taken out of the world, that others would see Jesus in us. Don't forget our announcements at 5 o'clock. The young people will meet at the church. Trust you'll be praying for Wanda. She is home today, along with Myrna.